Welcome back to Eco Talk. I'm Betsy Rosenberg, and you hear a lot of stories, a lot of different angles on climate change here on this program, but we're going to cover one now that you probably will not hear anywhere else. I can almost guarantee you, in this age of global warming, can we afford hunting practices that are based on bad science? The Alaska Board of Game has just opened a hunting season on a small mammal that is off limits in the lower 48. It's called the collar pika, or rock rabbit, and is already threatened by global warming. Shauna Weber, our science advisor and someone passionate about pikas or pikas, depending on how you want to pronounce it, has a story.
The Alaska Board of Game just approved unrestricted hunting of an organism that is showing serious declines all over the world, very likely due to global warming. I have my doubts that this sort of management mistake is something we can afford. The animal in question is the collared pika. I spend part of the summer months monitoring pika populations in the American West, and these new Alaska regulations are alarming. Before I tell you what a pika is, let me tell you what else happened at that early March 2006 Board of Game meeting. Both bear and wolf hunting programs were expanded beyond their already extensive levels. Of course, in Alaska, you can hunt wolves from an aircraft. It's amazing there are any wolves left at all. But there's a very good biological reason for their survival, which I'll get to in a moment. Pikas are the smallest member of the rabbit family. They live high in the mountains above treeline on rocky talus slopes, and they can boulder hop far more efficiently than I can. Though they look like little rabbits with short ears, the similarities end there. Reproductively and behaviorally, they are vastly different. The typical snowshoe hare female in Alaska has between 8 and 18 young per year over the course of 3 litters. Pikas have only 1 litter per year. Dr. Andrew Smith, internationally recognized pika researcher from Arizona State University, tells us how small that 1 litter is.
I would guess that the maximum produced per year per female would be 2 offspring.
This is also a far lower reproductive rate than wolves, which have between 4 and 6 pups per year. This is one of the reasons why wolves are still around. But let me be very clear, I'm not suggesting wolves are immune to decimation due to overzealous hunting programs. I'm simply stating that their biology and behavior allows them to resist extinction far more effectively than pikas. Pikas could not possibly keep up with even a moderate hunting or trapping program. The Alaska Board of Game is dead wrong in claiming that pikas have high reproductive rates. They simply do not. Pikas also have tiny home ranges. They don't usually venture more than a couple hundred meters from where they were born.
So that the capacity for replenishing habitat, if a person was to trap heavily, would be extremely slow.
Wolves typically travel 10 to 30 miles every day within their territory. This makes them more difficult to hunt and at least gives them a chance. Pikas, in comparison, are sitting ducks.
Well, let's see. Pikas spend most of their time on the surface sitting, exposed and silhouetted on a high prominent rock, calling and bringing attention to themselves.
Yes, they have voices. Another difference that sets them apart from other rabbits and makes them conspicuously easy to locate for trapping. Perhaps the most ridiculous part of this story is that pikas are small. I mean really small. They're about 6 inches long and mostly fur at that. And it's not even nice fur in the summer. They're molting and scruffy, and you couldn't make a decent mitten, let alone a good meal. You can't shoot them, since all you'd get is a smudge on a rock, and I've heard that trapping is tricky since the little dumplings spoil instantly if they sit around dead for any length of time. The whole thing is absurd. While wolves are highly mobile and flexible, pikas are not. Global warming is squeezing them to the tips of the mountains, and there's nowhere else to go once they get there. So trapping them while their population levels are declining only adds insult to injury. And finally, what about all the researchers who've been studying pikas for years? All their published research tracking their global decline means nothing? Here's just one example.
We've even seen pikas in Asia, probably being influenced by global warming, where half of the populations have disappeared in the last 10 years.
And the Alaska Board of Game has approved a year-round hunting season with no bag limits. Take as many as you want, whenever, in a 21,000-square-mile area. And get this, they have not and do not plan to monitor the populations to make sure they aren't just dropping off the map. I'm not the only one who thinks this is crazy. Dr. Smith sums it up nicely.
Okay, so you have a low-density population, individually territorial animals, that are extremely long-lived and have extremely poor dispersal capability and a low rate of reproduction. If you took every single tenet of sustainable use harvesting, this is antithetical to a species that you would normally harvest. This is an alarming trend that people who would establish a hunting season on the basis of inaccurate information and then turn around and say that they don't monitor or survey them. These are wildlife professionals who should know better.
I can only hope that no one goes through the bother to actually trap pikas, but a small group of people, part of what is called the Upper Tanana 40-Mile Advisory Committee for the Alaska Board of Game, requested this. So it makes me wonder what on earth they hope to get out of it. They claim the meat, fur, and skulls are economically valuable, but the numbers you would have to trap to actually get any benefit out of it would decimate the populations given their biology and behavior. Now for the more exciting part. Pikas are cool. They are amazing organisms, and I highly recommend you climb a mountain just to see one. And they are telling us extremely useful things about the progress and effects of global warming. I want to keep them telling us this story so we can galvanize action and prevent further damage. We cannot afford the kinds of mistakes the Alaska Board of Game is making. So what can you do about it? Fight absurdity. Go to ecotalk.net to learn more about pikas, how you can support pika research, and learn more about stopping global warming. For EcoTalk, I'm Shauna Weber.